Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 12 on Album for the Day. Rather than focus on an album specifically, we focus on the artists involved in Bonnaroo, which is the largest outdoor festival in North America and has been since it was founded in 2002. So happy 20th birthday, Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
We're coming for you this month.
Yeah, Bonnaroo has always been one of those festivals. They started off kind of in the jam band scene, but have evolved over the years to be very open to many different genres. Very diverse, great festival. So if there's any type of music, they've got something for you.
Something. And you'll be tired, but you'll still be like, man, I'm already here. I may as well go.
Exactly.
And don't miss the super jam.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss the silent disco.
Oh, yeah. There's so many great acts and artists that play that move from stage to stage that it's such a great festival, such a great experience.
Great time to spend with your friends, away from everything else. It's almost like its own other country.
Yeah. June 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th this year. Definitely check out Bonnaroo.
Manchester, Tennessee.
There it is.
Bonnaroo artist for the day, May the 2nd, is Tool. And we'd like to wish them a happy birthday because May the 2nd of 2006, 10,000 Days came out.
What a great, great album. When Tool finally went streaming about maybe 2 years ago, it was right before Fear Inoculum came out. They finally put everything streaming, and I had not listened to 10,000 Days in quite a while, and I had like a Tool day where I started all the way at Opiate and went through Opiate, Undertow, Anima, Lateralis, 10,000 Days into Fear Inoculum. And 10,000 Days was just like, wow, why have I not listened to this album more?
And see, that's my thing, man, because Lateralis was so impressive. I remember
the packaging
on that album was sick.
That may be my favorite packaging of any album of all time.
It's pretty darn cool, man.
Tool is always, they're known for that kind of thing.
And that's largely in part, Maynard and Adam are
visual
very
artists.
Artistic
yeah.
people.
Yeah. And winemakers.
Indeed.
But the Lateralis package, you can like basically peel layers of a human being through the booklet, like from the skin level to muscle tissue to, you know, the nerves to, I mean, it's
almost like one of those layover things in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. It's just wild. But this band, it'd be going from the Opiate EP all the way. I mean, when Undertow came out, you know, they had the song Sober on that album. That was just like, what? Who are these people? You know, and then the video for it, it was a game changer for the band because it got them a lot of airplay and that kind of thing. They got a bunch of crap from Kurt Cobain about, you know, ripping off the artists who made those, you know, kind of stop motion videos. And, you know, they made something beautiful. And, I don't think it's a big deal. I think that, you know, you can get on your high horse and say whatever you want to. But the video was cool. It was dark. It fit the song perfectly. The highest, you know, form of flattery is copying someone. What's the quote?
The highest form of flattery is imitation.
Imitation. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, whatever. It was cool. And Tool has always been extremely creative, on the cutting edge. And they take their time in between albums.
Oh, yeah.
That's something.
On an interesting note, for the present moment, their discography is bookended with Opiate.
And
they released Opiate 2.
Or Squared.
Squared.
I like that.
That is it.
Yeah.
9 minutes and 54 seconds. Mm-hmm. Came out March 1st.
they'll certainly be playing a lot. One thing that their live shows, for all you Bonnaroo fans, their live shows are absolutely magical. Maynard is not your typical front man. He used to be he would be at the front, as a front man usually is. Now the band will be at the front, and he'll be kind of in the back scaffolding behind the band. He wants to be able to hear the band and what they're doing a lot better. There won't be a lot of lights. There'll be a crazy show for you to watch with screens, with videos, and different things going on with lights and that kind of thing.
But, and they're big on that.
Yeah.
Adam's big on...
Yeah, but it will not be the band at the forefront. It certainly won't be Maynard James Keenan jumping around...
In the spotlight.
In the spotlight. He'll have makeup and a bunch of crazy stuff on. He just won't be the front man in the spotlight. You know, that's just not what they do
anymore.
He's
not Scott Weiland.
Yeah, no.
So
he can sing his ass off, though.
Man. He can. He's amazing, and you know, it would be remiss of us not to include the fact that an additional project of his, Pussifer, is playing at Bonnaroo as well. Mm-hmm. But we figured we'd just mention that now.
Yeah.
They've only put out 5 albums, 1 EP, and a box set.
Yeah, and. There's really
and that's
not
plenty.
There's really not a bad one. There's Tool is one of those bands that has some of the most rabid fans of any band I've ever seen. Where they consume this band like no other. And it's when you're a Tool fan, you are a fan.
And I mean, you can go ahead and you know, he dipped off on the side for A Perfect Circle.
Mm-hmm.
That involves some excellent musicians as well.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's the thing about Maynard is he does, he's so good and creative and interesting that people want to work with him.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't want to work with all of you, but
yeah. Well, I mean, and you have like Danny Carey, the drummer, he's one of the best drummers you're ever going to see live. I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing what he's able to do in a live performance where you're like, you just sit there going like, wait, what is he doing? There's a track called Numa that is just, it's off of their Fear Inoculum where you're like, wait, what's happening here? And it's just like, holy cow. It's just amazing.
The musicianship though, I mean, they are creative in the way that they manifest it is super creative, but like the musicianship and know that it's not BS when, you know, I mean, maybe Rolling Stone saying that Adam Jones is the 75th greatest guitarist of all time, maybe that's not as good as Guitar World's 9th out of the top 100 metal guitarists of all time.
Wow.
I take that one a little bit more seriously. That's Guitar World.
Yeah, I'll agree.
But, you know... Yeah, they're all just so freaking good.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we've seen with other bands like Rush and King Crimson and people that play super complicated stuff. You have to have an excellent grasp on your instrument to be able to do that.
And Maynard has lyrics that are really intelligent, that are very poignant, they fit the music that they're playing so well. That he's just like, you know, it's something you have to
listen. You're going to be out on the farm this summer. Definitely don't miss Tool.
Definitely don't. Well, album for the day today, May the 2nd, is Tool. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @album4oftheday. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen. And if you have any requests, shoot us an email at album4oftheday@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Today's poetry reading comes from Maynard James Keenan of Tool with Prison Sex. It took so long to remember just what happened. I was so young and vestal then, you know it hurt me. But I'm breathing, so I guess I'm still alive. Even if signs seem to tell me otherwise. Got my hands bound and my head down, and my eyes closed. my throat's wide open. Do unto others what has been done to me. Do unto others what has been done to you.
Prison sex.
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woohoo!